I'm Vermont Edition producer Daniela Fierro, popping in to say we've edited this podcast a little for clarity and brevity. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela Lafrac. Firefighters are in short supply in many communities in our region, and a lot of firefighters do what they do for free as volunteers. Now, for the past few years, a group of women firefighters has been organizing a camp of sorts in Alberg up in Grand Isle County. The Frontline Females Firefighting Camp provides women a space to learn about fire service in a comfortable and inclusive environment. Instructor Alex Blair of Cambridge joins us now to tell us more about it. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us. Now, tell us a little bit about when you first joined the fire service. This has a long history in your family, right?
Yeah. So my father's been a full-time firefighter before. My brother currently is. So going into the fire service was a pretty easy choice for me, following everybody else's footsteps.
But this wasn't a path you chose once you were all grown up and, you know, done with school. You were a teenager, as I understand it.
Yep. I was 16 when I joined. My dad said I had to drive myself to the fire station before I was allowed to be on. So as soon as I could drive myself, I joined.
Wow. That's amazing. Was there, did your parents have like any trepidation about you joining, or, you know, did they know the risk that it entailed and they felt okay with you signing up?
Yeah. Mom, I don't know, was okay, but she went with it because it was what the rest of the family did. Dad was definitely a bit nervous, but he sees how hard that we all train and trusts that I'll make safe decisions. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned that your father and your brother also have firefighting backgrounds. And that brings me to my next question, which is about the gender imbalance in firefighting. I mean, it's a male-dominated area, and this Frontline Females Firefighting Camp is trying to change that a bit. Can you tell us a little more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, firefighting is definitely male dominant, which makes it intimidating for women or other females to get involved with something that is so male driven. And it's kind of disappointing that women feel intimidated by that, because they definitely shouldn't. We can do exactly everything they can. We might have different strategies of doing it, but we definitely can do it. And this is just bringing in that teamwork, knowing that there is a spot in the fire service for you. We just need to find it and find what you're good at and use that to your strength. And it's okay to ask for help, but we really can do it just as much as the guys can.
Mm. Alex, what are some examples of the skills that young women would learn at Frontline Females?
Yeah, so we do anything from like ropes and knots and ladders to extrication, cutting up cars.
Cutting up cars? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. We actually even do live fires the last day. So we have all sorts of things that we cram into a weekend just to really get the exposure for people to try anything out and ask questions and just be present in the fire service and learn what it's about.
Mm. You mentioned the live fires. I got to ask, one of the things that's so remarkable to me about people who fight fires is their ability to overcome that natural, innate fear of running towards a burning building and putting them in harm's way to help. How can you describe that feeling? How do you overcome it?
There's so much adrenaline going. You're just there to help everybody else. So whatever you've got to do to get in there to save those family pictures or pets or, you know, people, you're going to do because you want to help out, you know, your community and the people around you, because ultimately you want it to come back to you one day. So as much as you can help out is the best you can do.
Mm. Well, Alex, your name might be familiar to some folks who are listening right now in our community, because speaking of community, yours really stepped up to support you a couple years ago during what I can only imagine was a really difficult and terrible time. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened in 2018?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2018, I was diagnosed with leukemia. I was 18 years old, and my community just grew beyond what I even knew what was there. between the fire service, Cambridge, all my family. My family has grown to people I don't even know, which is pretty awesome. I've had fire departments reach out from across the country to just put out what they, you know, have, and they've sent me t-shirts and they've sent me all sorts of stuff that's been pretty awesome. And you just don't realize how big the fire community really is until something kind of like that happens, and you realize you've got family members and other parts of the world you didn't even know about, just because the fire department is really just a big family and we all work together regardless of what department you're on.
Yeah. How did the Cambridge Volunteer Fire Department in particular support you and your family during that time?
Oh, gosh. I mean, between checking on us literally every single day and making us food and being there for us and making sure that our family was all set in every way, you know, emotionally, financially, everything. And now we try and carry on some of our new traditions. We do a blood drive every single year. We try and get the community involved with helping other people that need it. And we are continuing to stick with our blood drives and just be out in the community as much as we can to help those other people.
Mm. Well, I'm so glad to hear that you received so much support during that time. Can I ask how you're doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I actually, this October will be 5 years for my transplant, and hopefully we'll be announced in remission then and keep doing what I'm doing every day and try and help other people out.
Oh. That's great to hear. Well, we're crossing our fingers for you for your continued good health.
Thank you.
One of the questions that I think some listeners have about firefighting, especially volunteer firefighting, is like the type of time commitment that it takes. Can you describe that a bit, like the different ways in which you could get involved in firefighting from being a volunteer on an irregular basis to having it be your full-time career?
Yeah. Absolutely. The biggest thing is to show up. I mean, find that department you want to be a part of and just start showing up. The more you show up, the more committed you look. The rest of it just kind of falls into place. And yeah, you're volunteering and you're putting in a lot of hours, but ultimately it doesn't really feel like that much because you're making such a difference in everybody else's lives that you never really feel like you're doing that much, even though I guess you are.
Does it ever get hard to balance between the times when, you know, there's no emergency, everyone's just hanging out, things are quiet, and then having to just jump into action at a moment's notice?
Yes and no. I mean, you kind of wait for it. It's exciting. You get to help people, and that's ultimately why you're there. So going back and forth is kind of fun. It keeps you on your toes and keeps you involved, keeps it less boring.
Well, let's go back to the camp for a moment, the Frontline Females Firefighting Camp. You said this ran for a weekend, and it's been around for a couple of years. What is the, in your mind, what do you think the future of the camp is? Do you think it's something that could be replicated other places?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping this is just the start of it, and the more women we get involved, the bigger it can grow. And just word of mouth, we've grown quite significantly, but I guess that's what you get when you live in Vermont. It's free advertisement. Yeah, I'm really hoping that it goes farther and we get more women involved and not just two or three women to a department in Vermont. Hopefully there's more.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the goal.
Yeah. As we mentioned at the top, there's a lot of communities in our region and across the country that are facing a real shortage of people who are trained in firefighting or EMS, other emergency skills. Have you heard about that in other parts of the state outside of your area around Cambridge?
Yeah. Yep. We actually, in the last year or so, with fire departments around Vermont, we did a May Day event. Basically, it was an all Vermont firefighting recruitment, which basically we did a statewide open house for all the departments, and anybody in the community could come in, check it out, grab an application, ask questions, which was a pretty cool statewide event that happened for fire departments, which seemed to help some out, which was great.
Let me share an email we just got from a listener named Monica in Burlington, who writes, in the 1980s, I was the only female firefighter on my small, rural, all-volunteer fire department in upstate New York. They had to order the smallest available set of turnout gear for me. That's the fireproof coat and pants that firefighters wear. It fit me terribly because it was designed for the typical male body. When I said something about the fact that they should make gear for women, one of the guys on the crew asked, how would it be different? Pink? I would have been insulted, but they were great guys and very supportive of me being on the crew. They let me do challenging work and never pandered to me. It was a great experience. Alex, what do you think of Monica's note there? And does your gear fit you? Can you find gear that fits?
You know, it hasn't changed that much. They haven't changed it to fit women's bodies quite as maybe they should, but, you know, you make do with what you got, and as long as you've got everybody else behind you, and I think it's kind of a joke now. We all talk about our saggy pants and, you know, nothing fits quite right. Doesn't matter who you are, but you make do with it. As long as it protects you, that's all that matters.
Well, skinny jeans are out of style. Baggy pants are in. Maybe it's part of a trend. Alex Blair, for somebody who is listening and is still maybe on the fence about reaching out to their local fire department, but they're interested, I wonder if you could close with one piece of advice for somebody who's thinking about this as a career path.
I say just know there's somewhere for everybody on the fire department. There's somebody that, you know, fits into any place, and you might not check all the boxes, but hey, if you check a few of them, that's what most fire departments are looking for. And it's really just walking in the door is the biggest step, and just give it a try. The only thing anybody can ask is you give it your best shot, and if it doesn't work out, whatever, but if you do, great. You're going to help so many people, and that's going to outweigh everything else. So just give it a try. Walk in.
Alex Blair of Cambridge works with the Frontline Females Firefighting Camp. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.